Hello everyone, this is Asa Monsivais, and I'll be talking about books that were challenged or banned. I'll be discussing The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger, published on July 1951. The story begins with Holden at Pensy Prep School on his way to the house of his history teacher, Spencer, so that he can say goodbye. He's been kicked out for failing most of his classes, then goes to talk to some friends and his roommate. He gets angry at his roommate and leaves to New York City. He can't go home or his parents would find out he got kicked out. So he rents a room and sees intercourse and goes to the nightclub and dances with some ladies. He then orders a prostitute to his room but only to talk to her and ends up getting in trouble with her pimp. He then meets Sally but makes rude remarks sending her away. Holden then gets drunk after his friend he called up leaves him for being immature and making snarky comments. He sneaks into his parents' house later because he was cold. In Grand Central Park, he finds Phobe in there and talks to her about flunking out of school, which makes her mad. Then the parents come back and he sneaks out to Mr. Antolini's house and sleeps there, but wakes up to find him stroking his hand, which creeps him out, making him leave to Grand Central Station where he sleeps the rest of the night. He then sneaks back into Phobe's school to give her a note that says his future plans and to meet at the museum during lunch. She wants to come with, but he says no. And they go to the zoo. It ends with it all being a flashback and him being mentally sick in an institution, promising to apply himself more. This book was banned for its profanity used and how often it's used. It also contains the Lord's name in vain and makes fun of minorities, women, and the disabled. It was also banned for the sexual content in it and the alcohol abuse. I don't think it should have been banned because that's just how life is, and most teenagers are just like that. There's prostitutes in real life, so why hide it in a book? Now I'll read a passage that really shows why it should have been challenged. On page 98 through 99, now I'll begin. What I did, I started talking sort of out loud to Ali. I do that sometimes when I get very depressed. I keep telling him to go home and get his bike, meet me in front of Bobby Fallon's house. Bobby Fallon used to live quite near us in Maine. This is years ago. Anyway, what happened was, one day Bobby and I were going over to take Lake Sedebegeu on our bikes. We were going to take our lunches and all, and our BB guns. We were kids and all, and we thought we could shoot something with our BB guns anyways. Anyway, Ali heard us talking about it, and he wanted to go, and I wouldn't let him. I told him he was a child. So once in a while, now when I get very depressed, I keep saying to him, okay, go home and get your bike and meet me in front of Bobby's house. Hurry up. It wasn't that I didn't used to take him with me when I went somewhere. I did. But that one day, I didn't. He didn't get sore about it. He never got sore about anything, but I keep thinking about it anyway when I get very depressed. The reason I chose this is because it talks about depression and death. And the people that challenged it really thought that that shouldn't be in a book. But I think it should be because most teenagers are like that. Really, really sad and depressed. And he was just speaking his feelings. Next week we'll be discussing Fahrenheit 451. So please tune in. Thanks for listening. Ace out.